Okay. So Sif Tess is the Gemara Kedushin and Daf Lamed Beis that there's a Chiyuv Kibra Va'in remains even Achar Misas of Ve'imai. So Naisa, the Gemara is very, very short, not too informative. The Gemara just tells us that B'chayev B'chayehem, Chayev B'maisam. What's the Chiyuv B'maisam? So the Gemara just tells us one thing, that called Yud Beis Chodesh, you say Dvar Shmua B'Piv, Harini Kaparas Mishkava. You say Harini Kaparas Mishkava, we'll hopefully get into that a little bit, what exactly you're trying to accomplish by saying Harini Kaparas Mishkava. But that's what you say, bring some kind of kapara for the nifter. And after that, you say Zechon Avracha or Zechon Avracha Chayelam Haba. We'll see the problem about that. So, Maisa, the Achrenim already discussed and handled that it's not exactly clear what the gather of this chiyuv is lachem misa. Is this mamish the chiyuv azoivi by chayim? It's a chiyuv deraisa like regular kibud avim. Is it only derabanan? And bechlal, what's the gather hadvarim? Obviously, certain things you do b'chayim, you can't do b'misa. So which things are yes applicable? Which things are not applicable? Could you sit in a seat after misa? So l'maisa, there's a pretty big machlokes in the achrenim. In Lagabi, the deraisa derabanan. So the Moshe writes in Dibros Moshe, it's actually in Dibros Moshe in Gittin. So there he gets into Kibud Avim, and he assumes there for the, he says that the pashtus lachar should be that it's deraisa. He says you have a Gemara that the Gemara Fakert compares the chayav of Misa. No one says anything about derabanan. The Rambam quotes it, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So he says the pashtus lachar should be that it's deraisa, and that's taka what Moshe takes on, that lachar the chayav of Kibud Avim lachar Misa should also be a deraisa as Avi Mechaim. L'maiser, Moshe is bothered there, and this is one of the big noisim in this sugya of Lachar Misa, is this Gemara about Rabbi Asi. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us that Rabbi Asi lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was looking for a heter to go to Chutz Laaretz, to go meet his mother. He asked Rabbi Yochanan, there was a handle in the Gemara, he said, oh, he was Meir heter. He said, yeah, I'm going to go to Chutz Laaretz. Then the Gemara says, when it was inspired to him, that he wasn't going to Mokabel Pnei his mother, Bechayim, but rather he found out that she was really dead, and it was really just her Arun that was coming. It was just a funeral procession. So then he was chayzer, he was nischar, and he said, no, I'm not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. And he went back and he didn't go. So Rav Moshe already is bothered by this. Rav Moshe asks, mechatesi here, and then in the Dibros Moshe and Kedushin, he also points this out. He says, l'chayra lo matzinu, and yesh la'ayin, right? He likes a little ha'ara there in the Dibros Moshe. He says, yesh la'ayin, what b'chlal, why should there be any difference? Why l'chayra it's first in the Gemara? This taka after Misa is more kal, but why should that be true? Avad, it's kavod hames, and kavod hames should, and l'chayra should be deraisa. So Rav Moshe leaves that shtickle by tzarachin. So the emes is, Already before Moshe, the Noid Bihuda chapped onto this Gemara, and because Noid Bihuda asked the Shaila. He was asked the Shaila that it was a stira. That what was a stira? That the father, the live mother had asked the child to do something, and the father was nifter already. The father was nifter had asked the son to do something, and the mother who was alive was misnagi to that. So the Noid Bihuda brings this. The Noid Bihuda is in Tinyana Evan Ezer Samachvav. Memhei. So the Noid Bihuda brings this Gemara as a raya that you see that Mechaim is Adaf Mimisa, Memele should listen to the mother. So he's like assuming that it's really not so pashid. When the mother and father are married to each other, so then you go, you listen to the father, not the mother, because the mother is also Chayav B'kibud the father. So that's what's a little shver about this Noid Bihuda, because L'chayra after Misa, they're not married anymore. Right? Get Umisa Sabal, that's the first mission in Kedushin. It's not her husband that's dead. It's not her husband anymore. They're not married after he's dead. So l'chayra, anyway, there's no reason to listen to one over the other. Then you get to choose. But Maisa, the Noid Bihuda is taking on there that l'chayra there should be an adifus from a mother to for a father over a mother. But he says no. Since the father's b'misa and the mother's mechaim, the mother has adifus. And he brings right from this gemara from Rabbi Asi that you see Rabbi Asi mechaim felt there was a heter to go to chutz laaretz, but b'misa it was already a lesser chiyuv. So it's mashma tak of Noid Bihuda that he's understanding that lachar misa is taka derabanan. He says it's kail tvei mashma it's derabanan ula yish litzchos, that the Noid Bihuda just means that it's a lesser chiyah because you're going to cause less tsar. You're going to cause less tsar to a parent that's nifter than to a live parent. Maybe you could still hold deraisa. But lamaisa, there are a couple that achrenim that say lahedya that they understand from this Gemara and from this Noid Bihuda, they understand that Taka, the Chiyah of Lachar Misa is only Darabanan because of this Gemara, because of Rav Asi, which Rav Moshe was bothered by. And that there's a Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah, in the end of the first parak of Kedushin, Oisnundalad over there. So he uses this to explain. He also takes on the Rabbanon and uses this to explain. He's bothered by the pasuk. Hamalach Agoyel Asim Kavi Rechzen Vikarev B'Shiv Shem Avoisai Avram VYitzchak. So he says Yaakov Avinu is calling Avram Yitzchak by their names without giving a tayer. He knows the B'Shem Avoisai, but he's bothered by this, and he says Lachem Yisus is only Rabbanon Mimelo. That's why he was Mekel. So, and that's the there's a tshuva from the Ber Moshe. From Moshe Stern, he also takes on from these makaris. He says the pasha should be that it comes out as the rabbanon. And the ma'isa chutz from this raya that we're saying from Rabasi, so they bring some other rayas. Okay, so we'll get back to this raya of Rabasi. This is really the main raya. We'll get back to this. So some other rayas they bring is a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi Ma'id Katan, third parak by Hilchas Avelos over there. So Yerushalmi says that why is a son Megala Liboy when he tears kriya on a parent? So the Yerushalmi says because it's in this battle mimenu mitzvos kibud avim. So you see him before Yerushalmi that it's batal the chiyuv kibud avim mechayra. Okay, so I'll say yesh leitchais that practically it's going to be batal. You have less opportunities to mekayim the mitzvah, but maybe whatever is applicable achamisa stole the reisa. Okay, that's one of the rayas. Let's look kind of lakan. Another raya they bring is the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pehei. The Gemara says brings a ribui that you know there's an iser deraisa to be makalal or to be makel aviv imay, aviv oy imay. So the Gemara brings a special ribui that hu adin laachamisa. Gemara dashes a pasuk. So some nechreinim taina. What do you need an extra pasuk for? I mean, what's the difference? Lachar misa or mechaim? So they want to bring that as a raya that lachayra. You see lachar misa min hastam without a special ribui. Lachar misa bets and the chiyuv goes down. Okay. What?
And after the ribui.
Yes, that's the question. Maybe hagufa. We learn from the ribui. So one of the nechreinim say like that. Lamaisa the different makil is a different dichoy because the Gemara only has a havamina that lachar misa is more kal. The Gemara has like a special reason to say why it's more kal. So it's a little involved in the Gemara, but Ayin Shum, there's a different Malkiel in Chelik Beis, Kofla Medzayin, he's also Deich of the Raya. I'll derech what you're saying. So, okay, so Akapanim, these are the Raya's Lakan or Lakan. But Lamai Sazoi, so in the Sefer Yireim, Mitzvah Reish Chafal of Reish Chaf Beis, the Mitzvah of Kibun and Meir Aim, so there's a parish on the Sefer Yireim from the Tayaf Yisra Aim. And he there takes on for Davar Pashit, and he proves it in the Lashon of the Yireim. He says, Acher Misas Vade Dereisa. Aye, what's going to be with Rabasi? Why was Rabasi changing his mind? I'll go for my live mother, I won't go for my dead mother. Why? I mean, if the chiv is the reis, the lachem misa. So he says that he brings it from the Marsha, and be'etzin this idea from this from Marsha, it's in the Pnei Yeshua over there in Kedushin, it's in the Hagos, the Radal over there, and a lot of the Achreinim basically say the same idea, we'll see if Kivega really alludes to it, that in la'olam in achanami, the chiv lachem misa is midareisa. It's mekar adin, the reis, it doesn't change, like the like your Marsha says, the Pashas of the Gemara, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, who said anything about their abundance. Alawat, the gedder is different. That just like really, meaning the meisim change, even though maybe the gedder really remains the same. Just like mechayim, we saw the pashtas is that kibud avim has something to do with something as a ta'elis for the parent. So hu adin la'achar miso, it has to be something that brings a ta'elis to the nifter. The nifter now is not in the guf. The nifter now is the neshama. So it has to be something that brings a ta'elis. Like what's takam afurish? Or any kaparas mishkova to bring a kapara for the zechayin of racha to bring a kapara for the nifter. So that's an etzem ta'elis. So then it's shaykh kibud. Masha Enkein, to be malav of the mace, these achrenim say, hagam, that it's a mechubitika thing, it'll bring cover to the name of the nifter, but that's not a tayalis batzim for the mace. And the emes is on the side of the page over there in Tosef Yazakin in Kedushin, Staka says like this, he says that the einze, when he says that Rabbi Asi changed his mind, and he went back home, he said, the einze men ha-covered shal achar misa. Thus says there is a chiyuv covered, but this is not nichol, not chiyuv covered. So Rav Moshe, in that Dibros Moshe, is bothered by this. He brings this place to Yitzchak and he says, why not? I mean, it's covered. But L'chayr, like these Achreinim are saying, that's Shtekel Geder, is that it has to be something that's going to be a Ta'elis for the Nifter.
Right.
So we're going to get into all the Pratim, but like, so what's my first? Harini Kaparas Mishkavah, to bring a Kapara for the Nifter, for the Nisham of the Nifter. That's, and things Al Derech Zu, which like you're mentioning, Mitzvahs and Zechuyas, which we'll get into. So, L'mais Al Derech Zu, B'Kiv Eger has a tshuva about being Mekayim Letzava. And that's going to be proved from different places in Shulchan Aruch, it's Mavur, that really there is a Chiz of Mekayim Letzava. So Rebbe Kivyeger is bothered about this Nekuda, about La'achar Misa and before Misa, so it's Taka Mashma there, Rebbe Kivyeger taking on his Dereisa. And he has like a slightly different Hagdara, but Alderich, what we're saying, that it has to be a Ta'elis. The Lashon Rebbe Kivyeger over there in Simon Samaches, the Indian, Shehu Kavud Ugedula Ba'atzmusai, Kamoy Loimer Abamari, to quote Bishmoy, Abamari, Harina Kaparas Mishkava, Zechon of Acha, the Bazeh Magbia Kfoy Aviv. He's Magbia, the Etzem covered of his father. Zeu Shaykh Kam Lacher Misa. Aval Kibulas is Nachas Ruchel Aviv, Kain Machilu Mashkeu, Lamnoya Tsarmi Aviv, Yeshlem, Doy Shaykh Lacher Misa. Doy Ichpas Luhu Bazeh. The Nifter doesn't care from these things anymore. So he's not exactly saying Ta'elis, he's saying if you're.
The Levaya should be a good reason to be Magbia of his
because you're Magbiyah Etzem Kavod. Yeah, so it's not clear. You see Rabbi Kiva over there, he's handling, he's not clear himself the gather of what he's saying. And he's takabadit over there because he holds the mashal like Bimakayim the Tzavah. He says, that's just listening to them, so that's just Nachas Ruach, so Chorish and Abichai. So then Rabbi Kiva, you see, he's takon iskashim with this idea. He says, so he has a tzad that maybe L'achar Misa, even if there's no Kavod in these Inyonim, meaning there's Kavod Daraisa for Tayals. This is not a Tayals, but maybe there's Moira. You know, to not be mekayim atzava, that's a steer to their wishes and to their desires. Maybe that's felt. Maybe Moir is yashayich. Then Rabbi Kiva has a different problem. I mean, we're talking about atzava. He's telling you what to do with money. Whose money is it? After the father dies, it's the kid's money. So let them do what they want. It's their money. Hare we paskin the kibud of aim is not Mishal Ben. It's only Mishal Av. So why? How could the father be mekayim to do what they want with their money? So Rabbi Kiva says a chiddush. He says maybe the demeha yerusha, because it came directly to the father, that's not called Mishal Habein. That's called Mishal Av. And Taka, they could have a chiyuv to be moitzi that moment for kibud of aim because that's called Mishal Av. And Kidega really brings a raya. Very interesting. The Gemara in Ksuvas, Daf Pei Vav, tells us that there's a mitzvah on Yisoyim to Perea Chayv Avien. My father leaves over debt, the kids have to pay it. So Taisa says, we don't force the kids to pay. There's no kfiyah. Why not? So Taisa, what's the mitzvah to be Perea Chayv Avien? It's because of kibud of aim. So we already saw in Sif Aleph, kibud of aim, we're not kaifin, because it's the mitzvah that says matan schar b'tzida. So Rabbi Kiva is medayik. The only, it's mash from Taisa, the only reason we're not being kaifa is because it's matan schar b'tzida. But mash without that, we would yes be kaifa. But why? It's the kid's money. You can't be forced them to use their own money for kibud of aim. Mishal av, aloish mishal abain. So you see, says Rabbi Kiva, that the money that comes from Yerusha, maybe that's also called mishal av. So Bekitzer, a very interesting truth over there, Rabbi Kiva, and he's, what? I hear. I'm not, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lamaisa, right now, to not listen, it's not listening to the dead parent. So, I thought Lamaisa that Lefiyu Kivyega says that's the Etzem Kavod. Maybe it's the Etzem Kavod of a mace that his desire should be Niskayim, Lacharmisa, but he seems to not learn like that. It's not clear the gather he's saying. Akupan, if you go with the gather of the other Acharim, we're saying that has to be a Ta'elas for him, Lacharit, to fill the Tzava, it's not going to be a Ta'elas for the Neshama. Oh, so let's see. So L'chair, we're going to see that Abba Mari, L'chair, Abba Mari Harina Kaparas Mishkava with the ice sphere, not just Abba Mari.
Well, the ice sphere, you can say it does something for the
neshama. I'm going to give it to you. Right.
No, that's why he is.
Okay, so Al-Kapanim, the Gedder is not 100% clear in terms of these things with mamonis and with a tzava, certain things which are not necessarily to us for the nifter, so it's not clear, will that be a chiv deraisa, a chiv derabanan, maybe no chiv at all. But, and the interesting thing there in Taisus over there, where he says, we're not kaifin, because it's a mitzvah, tzchar betzida, Taisus over there brings from Rashi, in Ksuvas, in Tzadik Aleph and Beis, that says it's because it's derabanan. So that means it's a little mashma, so one of the Sfarim Taina, it's a little mashma, it's Machlokes Rashi Taisus, whether it's the Raisa Derabanan Lachar Misa. Okay, Yesh Malafalpil, Inkan Makom Harech. But, okay, so, safe call safe, whether it's going to be Daraisa, whether it's going to be Darabanan, what's clear is that it's a Chi of Gomer, and it's from the Chamurish of the Chamurish, Mitzvah Kibra Ve'im, like we saw, so whether it's Daraisa Darabanan, and the Pashtus is that it's Taka Daraisa. And the Maisa, I was talking about that the Pel Yoyitz, when he speaks of Kibra Ve'im, he says that Iker Kibud of the Imai is B'maisam. Iker Kibud of Maisam. So I was talking to Skasha, my height. Maisa, I saw on that Toya Feister Aim on the Mitzvah Kibra Ve'im, he says a very good thing. He says that he quotes from Mesecha Smachis. And the Lashon there is different girsos, one girsa. Godol HaMechabed of V'imu B'misasan Me'ilu Kibdan B'chayehen. Shamechabdan B'chayehen Ein Mechabdan El Me'ayira. You're going to get a smack. Because it's only because of the kveid hamakom. Because you know you're being mashish the midas of kibud avim of hakaras atayv. So mimela, it's in a way it's a bigger key. Right. Also that it's also megala. That's what I wanted to tell you. We mentioned before the first year what the Yitzchak had told us that state in the Megillah that Esther was Yosema. So Yaris Dvash says that in order to combat Amalek, whose chos is kibud avim, because Esav did kibud avim, we had to have someone who had no parents. Because then, even though she didn't be mekayim and she didn't have any kibud avim, she wasn't nichshol in kibud avim. And since she was mitzar, she wanted to be mekayim kibud avim. So Mela, that was her koyach. That's what we mentioned the first year. So Lafizel, you could say more pashut. That fakir, it was la'achar misa. That's the Iker Kibud. She was Mechabdom, Lacher Misosan. That was the Iker Kibud. So, male. Okay. What? Right. That's what the Arishlash says. Easier not to be Nechshol. That's what he says. Right. Okay. So, Lamaisa, these are the things that Yishlash topic behind. Tzava, Mamun, are these things that are going to be a Chiyav Gomer or not? But Lamaisa, what's yes in this bar is the Harinik Paras Mishkavoy, the things that are going to be a Ta'elis for the Nifter. So then it's Avad, Chiyav Gomer. And Pashas, the Mitzvah Sassi, the Reis of Kibrovain. So, Lamaisa, this.
Did you ever hear someone ever in your life say something like that?
Harinik Paras Mishkavoy?
Yeah.
We were discussing that. Yeah, it's
Arachim. The Tazer, he says the Minig is Zal.
Well, we'll see. That's you say no, but even those who allow Zal, no, the Minig is Zal. The Taz says you don't say Zal Toichir Beis Chaydesh. The Shach says you could say Zal Toichir Beis Chaydesh. But the Achrenim say you can't. Yeah, but Zal is an addition. Not to not say Harini Kapras Peshavai. It's not clear in the Shach, but I saw a few. Rav Moshe Halberstam is a Chuvan. His Chuvan is Divrei Moshe and Simon Sayyam Asayim. He says, Pashit doesn't mean not to say Harini Kapras Peshavai. You could also say Zal. The Taz says you cannot say Zechrin Lavracha. Shach says you could say Zechrin Lavracha, but if you have to say Harini Kapras Peshavai. What? So the Taz makes it a shtickle stira. If I say the Shach held, it wasn't a stira. That's the Taz makes a shtickle tari. That's a stira because one's a shek. Because one is like you're saving him from Gehenna, one is like you're talking about him, he's ready in Oil Mab.
Maybe it's only stira if you don't say.
Okay, yeah. Okay, hopefully we'll get back to those pratim. What's that? It's in Divrei Moshe, Chelek Aleph, and in Samach Zayin. Okay. So we're going to get to that. Lamaisa Arinim Kavash Gavo, there's a very interesting tshuva. It's in Betzal Chachma and Chelek Vav. So he has a tshuva that he had a mass batim with Ramosha. He said that Ramosha told him, Ramosha held, you can't save your parent. You can't save. We're going to see now all the different inyanim. Kaddish, mitzvah, tztaka, taira, you could save from kol mini zachin. But just to say, okay, I'll take some of the gehenim. Yeah, pass it on. So the Betzal Chachma said that Ramosha told him, Baal Peh, it's not written, that avadanisht. You can't just decide to take. If he's going to have gehenim, you can't. You could do mitzvahs and kaddish and tefillah and kol mini zachin. You can't just stand take some. So in Betzal Chachma is chaylik on Ramosha, but tkifas. And he says, what do you mean? By Rivka Imenu, Allah kill las chabini. You kavadakud? And saying Harini Kashgav takes a shtickle and Zok there, Avada, because Ramosha has to make it lavdafka. Harini Kaparas Mishkava, you're going to make a kapara. So Ramosha says it's really just an Indian that you're showing you're willing to, and it's a kavod that you have a Zah son that loves his father. So the Betzal Chachma says, name the Pashas of Chazal that you could take, and he brings rice. He has another Gemara by David HaMelech that you could take some of the.
He's a Russian.
What's that?
He's a Russian.
Oh, you might not want to start with it.
What?
Of what he's going through now. If he's being nidah now in a Yisuri Gehenim, so you could take some. Harini Karsh Shreva, I'll take some.
Can you take them to get some
Gehenim
or can take some
Oil Mazah? Yeah, Oil
Mazah. What's the problem? What is Ramesh bothered by that he can't take it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just not like a. It's not like a wire transfer, you know. Yeah, here. So you have Rayas. Yeah, this is really what the Psal Chacham says. He makes your point. So, I don't know, Dvarim Elor, you know, Nizgavim Mimeni, you know, whether or not you could tap into his bank account of Ahir. Akapanim, so what's yeah? So Lamaisa, it's in Marit Gazach. You know, Kaddish, Psal Chacham is Chelek Vav and the Kufs. I'll find it for you. It's somewhere in Chelek Vav. Yeah. To look over there. I'll find Makar for you. Akapanim, so Lamaisa Kaddish. So Kaddish. It's a very interesting thing. There's no Gemara about Kaddish. There's no Rif. There's no Rambam. There's Kemat no Makar in Tarish Baal Peh Be'etzem. I mean, there is in the Midrashim. So Lamaisa Tzera Mother Raman Shinayim Vav Siftal. It says brings the Minig to say Kaddish, and it comes from the Zayir and from Midrashim. In Shas, we don't find it. So Lamaisa, what's the Inyan? So if you look there in the Beis Yosef, they bring from the Midrashim. There's an Erzeruah in the Simin Nun Ches, I think it is. Chelik base Seif Simen Nun. So the Ezra says this is the Maisa that there's really the Makar for Kaddish. Rabbi Akiva episode neshama of someone, because he was somehow able to see him, and he was going through Yisuri Gehenim. Episode they were doing Kol Mini Zachatim. His Einish was going on and on. So the guy was a big Russia in his lifetime. He stole money and he tortured people, whatever it is. And Kiva said, how could I help you in neshama? So he said, the only in Shemaim they said only my son should say Yiskadal, should say Amen Yishmirab, but some kind of allusion to Kaddish. And Shteta, Rabbi Kiva found the kid. The kid was totally fry off the kid. He taught him Torah and he brought him to yeshiva. And he said Baruchu and he said Amen Yishmirab. And then they came to the Chalom and Taka saved him. So this is the idea of Harini Kaparas Mishkavoy. So that's the shayla. Is it Mamish Kapar not? But Kaddish Zichar, we see it's Matzal Medina Shagohenim. So Avada, that's a kiyum of Kiva Rebbeim. And the Chai Odom over here in Tzimt Samach Zayin in Hilchos Kibbutz, he says that the Indian of Kaddish is a mitzvah Kibbutz Avim, Pashas a mitzvah Dereisa. Akdei Kach, in the Sefer Shulchan Atar in Tzimt Kof Lamed Beis by Kaddish and Davening over there, so he says, about a person before he says Kaddish should have in mind, Harini Mechavim, to Mekayim mitzvah Sesei Dereisa, Kibbutz Avim. And the Marik, it's ready Marik from the Rishonim, the Marik in Tzimt Lamed, he says it's al kibbutz avim. Mele he says nafkaminas. He says if there's a shaila, who should say kaddish, the son or the grandson? That was the shaila. The grandson wants the same place as the son. The marik said nay, it's kibbutz avim and avad by kibbutz avim. There's a bigger chiv on the son than the grandson. So, and this is a mavur also. It's a marshal and kedushin over there in the sugis and kedushin that kaddish is takakiyim from kibbutz avim. Now aside from, so l'gabi the kaddish aside from saving from einshe gehenim. Even if the father's a tzad the gomer, even the or if his einish is finished, nice it's ready the svarim bring from the Arizal that chutz from the saving from einish, it also causes stam and ilui. It causes an ilui for the neshama to go to higher levels in Gan Eden v'chule. So and there's an afkamina ladina because by the svaridim the shiur bracha brings al pi the Arizal, so they say kaddish the whole 12 months because it's stam for an ilui for the neshama. Mashenki and Ashkenazim, it's from a ma'aril. That since we're saying it out, this idea of saving from Gehenim, Salamai, so the Mishnah idea says that the Mishpat of Gehenim for Rishayim is Yud Beis Chodesh. So if you say all Yud Beis Chodesh Kaddish, you mean Machs like your father in Russia. So maybe we say for 11 months. That's Ashkenazi Melech. And Taka, some of the Sfaradim have a minute to say all 12 months, or to say for 11 months, stop for a few days, stop for a week, and then continue on. But it's Alpidus, these two taimim that the Arizal, Alpid Arizal, has nothing to do with Chait. Even if it's a Tzad the Gomer, you're going to give him a more Brahmazaka Abba, you're going to give him more of an Eloi as opposed to the. So, but lemaisa, but it's meridik. There's nafkami and zadina because the shayosh of the chiyuv is kibbutz avim. So let's say if an Ashkenazi father comes and tells his son, "I want you to say 12 months for me," that's my rutzin. So you should listen. It's kibbutz avim. It's up to him. He can be mevater and he can be mechayev. What? Right. Because this is a tayelas. This is the kibbutz lachamis, which is tayelas. Right. So if he wants it, right. So actually, there's an amazing thing. As some places they bring, there's a tshuva's Beis Yitzchak. Chelik Beis Kufin and Zayin. That's Yitzchak Chanan. Yitzchak Chanan got a shaila from Shlomo Kluger's son, that he said my father was nifter. He was the Gadol Hadar. He was the Tzadik Hadar, and he wrote in his tzava, I should say Kaddish for Yud Beis Chodesh. I don't know. I should not listen to him. I'm not going to be machzeh in shul. I'm going to think my father's a Rasha. Shlomo Kluger is a big zilzel. So the Beis Yitzchak Chanan has a tshuva to him. He says, no, Avada, you should have had listened to me. You should say Yud Beis Chodesh because keep it of aim. So, and in the Sefer and Hochas Aveilus Pnei Baruch Simel Lamed Hey in the Ha'ara Hey. He brings some Kama Gedolim that were Noyag like that. For whatever reasons, Al Pi Kabbalah, I don't know, Chaim Berlin and others, that they were Mechai of their children to say for Yud Beis Chodesh. And Taka, they listen. The Maisa of the Piskei Tshuva brings that if someone's father's a Rasha, Yedua as a Rasha, she should also say for 12 months. Different reasons. What? Oh, so let's get. So what happens after 12 months? The Beis Yitzchak is Chelik Beis Yeredeya Kufnun Vav, I think it is. Kufnun Zayin, I'm sorry. Beis Yerdeh Kufnun Zayin. Another Meridik and Afkamina, there's a Marshag in Archaim Simen Ches. The Marshag is a Shaila. Let's say you're in Shul and the Yasim is in the middle of Psukhid Zimra and they get up there in the minion is up to Kaddish Yasim. So could you be Mafsik in the middle of Psukhid Zimra? So the Marshag says that Avada Psukhid Zimra is no worse than Bein Aprakim. And we know the halacha Bein Aprakim is Meshiv Mipnei Hashalim Vishoyal Mipnei Hayira. Covered in Yira. So Zok there, covered in Yira. What do you think Kaddish is? It's Kibud of Meira of Aim. So Meil it's Mutter, B'Teich Pesuk Zimmer. He says, if you want to be Machmir, he's a Shtikal Mastabik, but he says, Avada Yesh Lis Meichel Hakel, because you're being Taim Mitzvah of Kibud of Meira, and then covered in Meira. That's the Heter for Bein Aprakim. What? Yeah, I wonder. Pesuk Zimmer. Could be the minion needs it. Pashto is Pesuk Zimra is not the Reisa. Kaddish also Pashto is not the Reisa. What? Right here. Yeah. You should love it. You're saying no one will know? Okay.
Because we see when he stops.
Okay.
So who says it was 11, who says it was 12?
People aren't keeping Chashmi, you're saying. Okay. I hear, yeah, maybe that's true. He stops keeping Minhagi Avelos. Okay, Akopanim.
What, the mace is only in Gehenna for 12 months?
That's what it says. The maximum for Russia is 12 months. So Mimela, but if you say the whole 12 months, you're maxing for Russia. So Mimela like this. Oh, so we're going to get to this now. We're going to get to this even more. Right. Okay, we're going to get to this. It's a Meridik Kafachayim. So Maisa, this is Kaddish. Kaddish is what's known, you know, all the Reform people that come on Yom Kippur, they say Kaddish once and so. Maisa the Ramah, at the end of Shinayim Vav, says that much, even a greater Te'elis for the Nifter than Kaddish is to daven for the Amud. That's Tefillah. And Mimela, that's the minig that an Aval daven. Yeah, the Rabbim. It's the Ramah himself. The Ramah in the end of Shemayim Vav says Lahedya that it's a bigger Indian to Davin, and even more than that. So this already it's not the Ramah, but in Sefer Yosef Oimitz from the Chida, he says there Alpi the Zayar that and greater than Kaddish and Davening is Talmud Torah, and Bifrat Mimachadish Chidushe Torah Alpi the Zayar. He says that it's that's the, even a higher Eloi, and the Maisets in the new Kiveger Chuvas Kivegers they have his Tzava. So you know the minig is to fast. Well, hopefully I have a minute to speak about that. The minig is to fast on the yahrzeit. So Kiveger was mitzvah to his children, Einklach, not to fast on his yahrzeit. Should be oisik and Torah the whole day. Ruuyim hadvarim Kiveger. So and the mice of the svarim bring all these other inyanim which are an etzem ta'elas for the mace, giving tztaka, being machzik Torah. And the Maisa, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says the biggest Seif Kol Seif, the biggest covet is that the biggest Ta'elus for the Nifter is if the son is Hoyach Derech Yasher, he's Yerei Shemayim, Midas Tovus. He says that thus alone is the biggest Brahma Zaka Abba, and that's Seif Kol Seif, Kol all these Inyanim, that brings a Ta'elus for the Mace. So the Maisa, so we see only for the first year we say Ariana Kabbalah Shkava, because we say after 12 months no more Gehenim. So the Maisa, but the other Inyanim, all these Inyanim of being so obviously the first year it's more, but all these Inyanim of being Moisev Zuchuyus for the Nifter, so obviously it lasts even after 12 months. So that's what Zeb was saying from Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. Maisa is the Kavachayim. Kavachayim just says that Gehenim is 12 months, but they don't always start Gehenim right away because other things go on beforehand. So Mimela, you never know where it's going to start, when it's going to end. So Mela, that's another reason to go back there. And the same thing with Gabi Yartzeit. It's very interesting. Gabi Yartzeit, there is there's a sefer that brings B'shem, the Divrei Chaim, Mitzans, the Sanz of Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim, that he tainted that after 50 years, they say that the Divrei Chaim stopped keeping Yartzeit. He said after 50 years, the Nesham is no Shaykh to the Guf, and Mela, he stopped keeping Yartzeit. But Lamaisa, the Rav Pa'olim, Ben Ishchai has a tshuva, and he says, Avada, it keeps going, and it's Lo'il and Vod, and there's no Gvul. And it's again this Indian that in general and specifically on the yard site the Sfarim say that the Nesham is going to higher places and going to higher Zachin, and each time it goes to higher places it's Nidan Mechadosh Semela the Inyanim Takalast Lo'olam Vaed. Okay, just point out one. Okay, we have another few minutes. So there's another interesting Nafkemino. So the Ramah brings the Minog that on the yard site to fast to be Tzom on the fast. So Lamaisa, it's from a Rivash. There's no Mefarsh Gemara about it. There's Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yibayz, is Mavur that there's like a nether people took. I'm not going to eat Basar like the Yom Shemes by Avi. So it's Mavur that they used to at least not eat Basar. Yeah, and fasting is not Mefarsh. Maisa that Ramah brings the Minigas to fast. So Lamaisa, it's interesting that in there's Machloikis in Tavkov Samaches and Rechaim. If it's Meis Ba'adr Pshuta, and then it's an Ibriyar. So when do you do the time? So that's really Machloikis Machab Ramah over there. So Machsir Shekel points out that the Bi'ar Lacha really ready, and the beginning of Kufan Beis brings two time in for the fast. Is it either because the kid's mazel is bad that day, because there's Misa with Shari in the family on that day, so it's a bad mazel for the kid, or it's the Mizak of the father? So the Machzor Shekel wants to say that the Machloikis is totally in this, that if it's the Mizak of the father, so it's Mitzvah's Kibbut of Aim, the Tainus is a key Mitzvah's Kibbut of Aim, so then we say in Mavirin al Mitzvahs, and you have to keep it in adoration. Mashinkin, if it's not. If you have a shayla, when to do the tzayim for the yartzeit, adrish nashenya. So he says, if the time is alt kibud of aim, so it's a mitzvah. You can't be maver on a mitzvah. Oh, so here's a shayla. Both. That's in the Mishnah Berurah's Nati is really to do both. But if you're going to do one or the other, so alt this you would do one mashenkin. If it's because the kid's bad mazel, so then he have rise from the Gemara and the sugyas of Ein Bein that really the ikar adr is the tzveta adr. So you should, if it's for him, it should do the tzveta one. So again, it's just nacha nafkamina that alt the mitzvah kibud of aim. The din is nishtana. Bechal is a shayla. There's a shayla in Shin Mem Dalet. Shin Mem Dalet's mavur there that if the father says if a parent is mitzava not to keep avelos, what's the din? So the mechaber, so the Ramah brings there from Revial, the parent's mitzava not to keep avelos. So there also the ma'isa. Pasha says that Shiva and Shloshim they can't be mevatron. It's machloikis about Shiva and Shloshim. But the Shnas Avelos, the Yud Beis Chodesh, so the Shach brings over there that you can attack a Mivatar. Because again, it's all Kibbut of Aim, and the Mele, there's chus to be, yeah, Mekayim, yeah, Mivatar. So Mela, if they're Mavater, it's Yud Bechosh, and even Shiva and Shloshim, it's a Shaila, Kivigar's Mistapik. Okay, one more minute here, let's just finish up. So we mentioned Harina Kaparas Mishkavai. Alright, so the question is when to say Harina Kaparas Mishkavai? So maybe this will be the answer. People said they never heard anyone say this. So the Mashmos and the Chabar is a little bit, it's only when you're saying over Taira Bishmai. Maisa, there's a Rashi. The Rashi in Sukkah and Daf Chaf, Rashi says that kol pan that you're mazkir b'chal, not even saying anything over, not Torah, not nothing. Just if you're mazkir, you're saying kol b'chal. So Maisa, this firm says, so b'shem Yashiv said b'chatchila dikahanagas. Takat always say you're in kabbaras mishkavei. Maisa, this tshuva from Halberstam, that same tshuva over there. So he's melamed tschus on the veld that taki you don't see people being so makhlu say you're in kabbaras mishkavei, because maybe they're taking on, it's like the Tesis Yazakin, that it's only when you're saying over Torah mamish. But other than that, if you're just stam saying over mila alma, just being mazkir, there would be no chiyuv to say Harei Nikvaras Mishkavei.
If you're learning.